Okay, let's bring in Edward Walker, a former U.S. ambassador to Egypt, Israel, and the United Arab Emirates. He's now an adjunct scholar at the Middle East Institute's Public Policy Center, where he previously served as that organization's president. He joins us from his home in Bethesda, Maryland. And Ambassador Walker, you've worked with President Mubarak as ambassador to Egypt from 1994 to 1997. And now call him a symbol for all that's wrong in Egypt, everything we've been talking about, the corruption, joblessness, unrest. You say he has to go. Do you think it can happen in an orderly way?
I still think it can happen in an orderly way. He's not likely to be voluntarily leaving, at least yet. I think what we'll have to see is what happens tomorrow when they promise a march, of the mm-hmm. Egyptian equivalent of the Million Man March, and how the security authorities respond to that, how the army responds to that, and then they will draw conclusions. There is no way you can put this particular genie back in the bottle. It's out there. And we'll see tomorrow. I mean, obviously, if the march fizzles and nobody shows up, then it would be a whole different ballgame.
Well, as you were saying, they're already there, you know, thousands claiming their place. But
exactly.
But Mohammed al-Baradei, the opposition leader who's returned to the country, has said this has to be Egyptians deciding their future. So how does the U.S. play a role here without appearing to, you know, without appearing to try to co-opt that future?
Well, the United States has to make it very clear that we support the people of Egypt. We're not tied to a particular leader. We support the freedom to choose, for the Egyptian people to choose their own leader in a process that is fair. And it hasn't been fair up till now. And there's no way it can be fair under the leadership of Mubarak. So I think the Secretary of State said it yesterday. There has to be a transition. That's code word for change in the top.
Yeah.
Change in the top leadership.
Well, and of course, we've seen change in the region in the past, and it didn't go the way the U.S. would like. I'm thinking of the open elections in the Palestinian territories, and Hamas won. But is there a sense here that this is really what we are hearing from the people? It is a cross every spectrum Egyptian protest that this is not Islamist, that this is somehow different.
Yeah, well, I've been in touch with my friends in Egypt, and there is no question this is different. This is not an Islamist protest, although the Islamists are part of it. It is a protest that crosses class distinctions. Some of my friends are very wealthy businessmen who are sympathetic and have spoken out about this. So it's not confined to one group. And I think that there's a very good chance that this one could lead to genuine participatory democracy. It may not look like American democracy. It may look a little different, but it'll be put together by the Egyptians, not by the Americans, not by the Iranians or anybody else.
Well, and Ambassador Walker, again, you are a former ambassador, but we suspect you still, as you've just said, have phone numbers. What are you hearing from Egyptians that they want to hear from the U.S. besides that the people's voices need to be heard? I mean, what other kind of conversations should be happening, or do you think are happening already?
Well, I think a lot of conversations are going on between Egyptians. That's no
question
about it.
But I mean, between the U.S. and
What they didn't want to hear was things like, the situation is stable. They didn't want to hear that he's no dictator. They didn't want to hear a number of things that the administration was, I think, stumbling around on in the first few days of this thing. I think they were much more positively, in fact, I know people have been more positive about the statements of Secretary of State yesterday. There's still the feeling is not there that we are fully supportive, though, of change. And that's what they want to hear. They want to get the sense that America is for change, is going to help insofar as it's asked to help, that it's not going to dictate that change. And they have a lot at stake in the relationship with America.
You mentioned Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, all over the Sunday talk shows yesterday, saying the U.S. has always urged Hosni Mubarak to make democratic reforms. We have just like a few seconds. Do you think this is his last day?
No, it'll be tomorrow. We'll see tomorrow. But he's stubborn, and we'll have to see how it goes. But I don't see how he can recover from this.
Certainly the days are numbered. Edward Walker, former U.S. ambassador to Egypt, also ambassador to Israel, the United Arab Emirates. Thank you so much, sir.
You bet.